The stock market is trading at new record highs today after closing yesterday at a record. President Trump has been tweeting about the market, which is up almost 20% since the election. We're joined now by Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hello there, Jeremy.
So the Dow is trading near 22,000 today. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ reached record highs in July. We're going to get to the politics in a moment, but first, what is driving this?
Well, the markets are up almost about 9% through the first 7 months of Donald Trump's term, and I always use the S&P 500 because it's broader and it reflects people's holdings a little bit better. But a couple of things happened. One is the market was on an upturn and has been for the last couple of years, and number two is when Donald Trump came in, there was a surge ahead in certain types of stocks, infrastructure stocks, banking stocks, financials, things like that, that are set to do better under Donald Trump. Now, even though he hasn't succeeded in removing a lot of regulations, a lot of these companies and their investors understand that under the Donald Trump administration, there's less likely to be new regulations and things like that. So these companies continue to surge ahead. In fairness, many of them are actually doing well on earnings. In other words, it's not just a sentiment thing. It's that their earnings are up, so the stock prices are up.
Well, and there are several people in the White House right now who came from Goldman Sachs. So I assume Wall Street feels like they're going to be treated pretty well.
That's correct. That's exactly right. It's a comfortable, it's a better place to be for certain types of companies than it was under the Obama administration, which constantly enacted and or threatened greater regulation of certain industries.
But worth pointing out that the stock market is just one economic indicator. Does it really signal strength in the overall economy?
It's a good question. Less so than when I started in this business 20-some years ago. Even 15 years ago or 10 years ago, there was a closer tie between the performance of the stock market and the economy in general. The problem now and since the recession is that fewer people own stocks. In fact, about 80% of all stocks are owned by sort of the top 20% of the earners in this country. So most Americans, about half of all Americans, own no stock at all. And of the half that do, many are passive investors through their 401k. So the bottom line is the stock market being up does not benefit as many people as it once did.
Are there fears that this could be it, that we're sitting here talking about new record highs and one day soon things are going to start to move in the other direction?
Yeah, I'm actually going to have a conversation this afternoon with Bob Shiller, the Yale economist who has his own way of measuring whether stocks are in line with their earnings. And according to his index, the last time it was this high was in 2000 before the dot-com bubble burst. And before that, it was 1929 before the Great Depression. So there's widespread fear that the market won't continue its upward trajectory. That doesn't mean it's going to crash. That doesn't mean that it's even going to be in a correction. It just means we might not continue to see this kind of ride. Goldman Sachs itself has said that market returns are likely to be lower over the next decade because we've had such a fast run-up.
Now, President Trump has been taking credit for the market bounce. It is worth noting, though, that the Dow tripled under President Obama, which is something that President Trump never mentioned and never mentions.
Right.
How much credit goes to the president?
So my general view is that presidents get all too much benefit and too much blame for a lot of these things. They're just not as closely tied to it as one would think. But generally speaking, there's quite a lag between what an administration does and what the results are. So it's whatever you see now is not all that likely to be due to President Trump, except for the fact that the banks and the infrastructure companies went up entirely on expectations that the Trump administration would be friendlier to those sorts of stocks. Now, President Obama saw, so we've been up about 9% in the first 7 months of this term. The first 7 months of Obama's term, markets were up 23%, but that was coming off of the bottom of the recession. So, you know, there are different reasons for all of these things. Bottom line is, I'd be careful if I were any president about taking too much responsibility for it. Sometimes, you know, in the case of Bill Clinton, he was benefiting from policy that went into place before he came in and this remarkable surge in the economy. So I don't know how much they have to do with presidents or not. Presidents can certainly help and hurt, but I don't know that they can claim full responsibility.
Is the market still expecting tax reform to go through in Congress?
sort of, kind of. This market seems to be somewhat divorced from this dysfunction in Congress and in the White House. The only time this market shudders is when things come up that look like they could be constitutional crises. So when the stuff between Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump looked serious, the market sort of paused a little bit. If government is going to continue to function and there isn't going to be war and things like that, this market doesn't seem to care about the politics of it one bit. Tax reform is going to be hard to do without having passed health care, because a lot of the savings that the administration wanted to use for tax cuts was going to come from cutting spending in the health care bill. So that's going to be harder.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. We'll keep an eye on the markets. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.